I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Boom! Welcome back to This Is Spoke. Myself, Big Zoo Inside.
And I'm Fen.
Big Fen.
Big yeah. Fen.
And today we are talking about the art of chirp sing.
Yeah? How do you feel about that?
Hey, listen, I got wifey, so it's a bit different.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have a different angle.
I'm not sure how I feel. I'm not great at chirp sing. Maybe I need to be a little bit more confident, which we'll find all about.
Are you good at getting chirped?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Jeez, you don't like get all going.
I'm all right. This week's episode is all about relationships, dating. It's all part of the human nature. Throughout the years, the dating landscape has changed quite a lot. Wouldn't you agree?
I definitely agree.
Yeah?
Social media stuff. The sex lives of Generation Z has also transformed. Young people are now under a lot of pressure with massive student loans, careers and economic uncertainty. Many people believe that sex is now the last thing on Generation Z's mind, with solo sex and porn coming up trump. So Generation Z ain't really getting it cracking. So we're going to explore that. Obviously, we're going to talk about that. And we're also going to talk about the need to have open and healthy conversations about sex and relationships and how much it is really needed in today's society. And a recent survey has revealed that 55% of men have said that porn have been their main source of sex education, with 50% of female respondents revealing that porn dehumanizes women.
I'm kind of scared. I don't want my brother to listen into this episode, but I know it's going to happen, so let's roll.
Myself, Big Zoo.
I'm Fen.
Got Big Fen inside.
And we got Poet and Snoochie Chef.
Hey! Inside.
Just upon
my toe.
It's the art of chirping, so we thought we would get the most attractive people in the industry
to talk about sex and relationships.
But obviously they couldn't make it, innit?
Oh well, yeah, they're not here. I was just about to say they definitely ain't here, boy.
They're not here so, at all, fam.
They really ain't here.
We wanted to get people that have a connection, because then we can really talk about this and no one can feel awkward.
Yeah, there's no awkwardness, man.
So let's break the awkwardness. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. I've had some chicken and avocado mixed together. You know, mixed up. Had a little sandwich. It's all lit, man. I'm feeling great.
Nice.
What are you telling them, Paul?
What can you do to stop a man from trying? I wanna know. I said I wanna know now.
I feel great.
That's a great song.
I wanna have nookie tonight. Nookie, nookie. Hey, man.
You like instantly into it. Into
how are you guys?
Yeah,
good, you know.
I'm interested to see where this conversation is gonna go.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about the art of chaps in. So obviously it is 2019.
Yeah.
Things are a bit different now. True. You know, things are a bit onliney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, slidey.
People swipe to the side and create relationships now.
This is crazy.
DMs, you press a little flying little hello message button and you send whatever you want and you create a relationship through not even knowing the person.
It's lit.
It's different times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? How do you guys deal with the chirps in game?
I just want to also say,
just before you say anything, especially because you guys are, you know, quite known people in the country.
I want to say that chirpsing needs to be brought back, because I ain't heard chirpsing in years. So thank you guys for bringing it back, because I ain't heard that since 2012.
But isn't it my chirps?
No, I thought it was just sliding into a DM. Yeah. No, I mean the word chirps. I've never heard, what, did you get chirps last night? I haven't heard that for a while, but I'm glad that we're bringing it back. So that's lit. My best friend actually met his girlfriend, who has been with her for nearly 5 years, on Instagram. She lives in Sweden. They DM'd each other. And it's lit from there, man.
So this was five years ago.
5 years ago. Yeah, 5 years ago.
I feel like Instagram was a different place 5 years ago, though.
I don't even remember it 5 years ago, if I'm honest. I just know the filters was mad. It was putting that orange filter.
I was putting up HDR on my pictures, like, to the highest. Like, my pictures just look like... If you know about HDR, that's the Osmo Mandem filter.
Contrasty.
And you just turn up straight away to the top. To
yeah.
The eye. And it would look mad like...
You're looking like a cartoon. Man. Yeah.
But it's still you. Mm-hmm. That was the worm still. Mm. That was the times.
But on that note, Snooch, how do you react when somebody tries to... Like, or just somebody, when somebody DM'd you on Instagram now?
It depends what's being said. I mean, we can go through some of them now, but like I had, the other day I had someone say, I would definitely suck 12 farts out your arsehole, which is amazing. Farts. Look, here we go. 2 hours ago, I would destroy that arse, which is great as well. Love that. Yeah. I had another one. Where's the other one? Here we go. 9:59 PM. I'd get you preggers 12 times in one go, which I didn't know that was able to happen. But,
what time was that? 9:59?
9:59. Yeah.
Oh, PM.
No, that one was PM. The other one I destroyed that arse was actually 2 hours ago. So that was at 12. Midday, yeah.
Midday arse destroyed.
Yeah. Thinking so about destroying my arse.
Yeah.
Eat a booty up, like grocery.
Hey, eat them gigs. Eat them gigs. If you want to, I don't mind. I don't really mind. I think it's jokes, man. Sometimes, like, even like, I think it's funny. Like, sometimes I screen grab them, put them up on my story. Obviously, I'll like move their name out and stuff. Unless you send me a dick pic. If you send me a dick pic, I'm putting your whole thing up on my Instagram stories, and then everyone can see your dick because you clearly wanted to get a reaction. So here we go. Let's have a reaction.
That's
mad. Yeah.
I got a dick pic before.
Yeah.
Wow. Whoa. What was that like? What was that like for you?
I was really confused. I began to figure out, like, or think about the potential. Like, just the view of myself I'm giving to the world. Maybe I'm just not making it clear. So
you have to make it clear from there.
Yeah, so I apologised to him for giving him the wrong impression and asked him to never send it again.
Yeah.
And he said, all right. And I thought, I think we're both really happy in life now.
Yeah, that's good, right?
You've moved on.
Did you feel very manly after?
Not really, darling. I don't know if you've been a boy before, but the last thing you would like to see, unless you're in a toilet or the changing room, somewhere you expect to see it, someone else's dick, do you know? Or
but
not
once
me,
you'd like settled the situation,
but
did you
babe,
feel...
let's look at the situation we're settling. We're settling the situation where you're saying, I don't want to see a penis anymore. There's no manly way out of that situation for me, personally. I mean, so maybe someone else could find that way out, but... Nah, not really. I didn't really feel masculine about it. Well, I felt a bit like Snoochie. I should have put off my fucking list.
Show the world, man.
Okay, so Generation Z, why are they having less sex?
I didn't know they was.
Is it?
So what's the stat? Where's the stat then?
Let's come with the stat. We ain't got the exact stats.
Well, no, you can't be bringing it. No, sorry, you can't be bringing up a point. There's no statistics. Like, what do you mean?
Sorry. Factual shy.
I'm sorry.
Literal
shy. I don't believe it.
Everyone's having sex.
No, but why do you think they are?
Nah, gee, they have. I've seen it on the news.
You've seen what?
I've seen it on the news.
So what's the stat then?
And I've seen it in articles as well. They're having less sex.
Who is?
The Generation Z is kids that are born after 2000.
They're having less sex.
Well, because
they're always on their phone.
They're young though, no?
Nah, do you know what?
After 2000.
Wait, after 2000, that means you'll be like 20, it'll be 19 now.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're having less sex.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, yeah.
There's other things to do, to be fair. Like,
well, I lost my virginity at like 17.
Did
so.
You?
Oh my God. The mic don't even believe me.
What?
The mic's like,
you're
chatting shit, bitch.
This shit. You've been lying at One Extra. You've been lying at MTV. Now you want to take your lying ass here to Penguin?
Even the camera went, nah,
bitch.
Get
your ass out of this place.
Oh, my God.
Security
now. I'm done. I'm done.
Nah, you've got to tighten that up.
There's your article.
Wait, let me see.
Where's, what's the stats?
There's a black card.
I want to know, man.
What?
Not talking about.
Big Poe.
Yeah, but you said after 2000.
You lot thought that they was having sex.
Yeah, I thought they were.
You lot, when we said, you get me, you lot think that they're having sex. We're showing you now they're not having sex, innit?
So that only means, unfortunately, it's what Shai was talking about. When I was younger, a man used to actually approach girls, like talk to them on the street from a younger age.
And that is the art of trapsing.
So, yeah, I've been talking to girls for time. Like, it was just like, and I didn't even have an objective to have sex. I just really enjoyed females' company.
Well, had their company
and making
and
them
spoke
laugh.
To them.
And yeah, and that was the vibe, innit? So that don't really happen now. Like, my brother. That boy just stays in his room because, like, he can like, access the whole world from his room.
Exactly.
And I think that's probably one potential problem because you don't really learn how to interact with the world. And these people go on to be police officers.
Unless you like, have, like, female family members. I feel like it's hard for people who haven't got female family members, who were not, like, just raised by their mom or they got no sisters, they got no cousins, and they're just with their man them all the time. They go to school. Yes, they have the girls that they go to school with. But apart from that, they're not really socialising with women.
But how's your sister?
How old is she?
How's your sister? How's your brother?
I've got loads of siblings. I've got, I've got loads. Some I don't know because my dad went on a world tour. But,
same, man.
It's lit, though. Same, Travis got to.
Same person.
But nah, I've got a younger sister that's 16 or 16, 17. My other brother's 21. My other brother's 29. My other sister's 40-something. I've got another sister that's 46. So I've got, like, loads of siblings. But, like, I don't think they helped me be able to interact with women, though. I don't think it's anything to do with them.
But why do you think it was?
Because for a long time, I haven't really cared what people think. I don't know why. I just don't really care. Like, I just feel like that's the stumbling block in most things that we do in it. Like, you just don't want to talk to a girl because she might say no.
Yeah.
And that is hard to get over.
Yeah.
But then when you realise it don't matter, because man was just hearing no left, right and centre. I heard bare no's, you know. Yeah. I've heard no so many times. I thought it was a Destiny Child song, like, for my whole life.
No,
bare
no's,
cuz.
No.
But now... Man got a couple years, man got a couple kids, it's out here now, innit? Yeah. So I think you just sort of you've got to not care what they're going to say, innit? Like, just don't care. And don't even talk to women to try and get their number or anything like that. Your objective just should be, make her happy. And once you've made her happy, then you got to assess the next stage of that. Because if you make her happy, but you kind of see that she's happy with that, now leave her, go about your business. But if you make her happy and she kind of gives you the indication she wants to talk, that's when you get on the next phase and carry on the conversation and digress it and see different parts about her. Man then walk up to gal and just want everything now. Number, fucking NI number, address, where your coochie is. Is it on your head? They just want to know everything now. There's no patience. It's just like,
you think chill. That's more relevant today than it was?
People are impatient. So it's like, I feel like it's a mixture of things. Guys are going to talk to girls just to have sex. So when they hear no, they're out. They're not going to talk to girls to be like, how are you? And you want a vibe? Let's go South Bank, have a little walk and listen to Big Zoo's album, have a one food. Let's just chill. Like, we don't have to have sex. Like, I just feel like that's the problem. Like, there's too much emphasis on sex.
And I think it's like also the amount of social media there is as well now, because it's like you don't actually want to get to know people sometimes, because it's like, all right, that person don't want to know, let me just scroll through Instagram, refresh my feed, there's another person that I can just message and say, let me eat your ass. So you
know what I mean, at 9:59 and it's like, bro, like Love Island has just finished, can we just chill for a second?
Shit, man.
But yeah, sensitive people.
Nah,
a minute after Love Island finishes, you want to eat bum?
A minute before.
Fuck me. Do you know what I mean? Like, Michael is still being a prick, can we just chill?
Chill out and vibes, man. Snooch, what's your relationship with being in a relationship?
What do you mean, what's my relationship with...
So, like, what's your experience with being in a relationship?
My experience in being in a relationship, you know, I've had great relationships and I've had terrible relationships, but, you know, we're just out here living life and being alive, so that's great, really.
Because I feel like being a, like, successful woman or trying to be a successful or driven woman can kind of hinder you sometimes when you are trying to look for a relationship, or even just, like,
No, I would say that the people that I come across and that I would even think about entering a relationship with, or even a situationship or seeing someone, they've got to be, like, doing things for themselves as well. They've got to be securing themselves. That's the number one thing. I'm not going to date someone that's insecure, no way. So they've got to be securing themselves. They've got to have their own thing going on. And then we can vibe from there. I don't really feel like my career has kind of, like, hindered me.
Yeah.
It just makes me more aware of who it is that I'm kind of... you know, talking to and willing to kind of, like, put time into as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's never hindrance, you know. It's the other H, it's helping, cuz. You know what, when I was out here with no nothing, I was just chatting to bare gal because I don't really know what the hell's going on. So I'm just out here talking to girls. Then when you have a focus and you're like, do you know what? I really want to do this presenting, YouTube, whatever the fuck it is thing. I want to do this. Then you just haven't got time to talk to bare girls. So naturally, you're now only going to talk to girls that you genuinely have some type of common interest with. Yeah. And if it's the same career path as you, it makes it even easier. So you just tend to just socialise with that group of people and see that type of female.
Yeah.
So it narrows things down for you. Before that, cuz I was... One time I woke up in fucking... Where did I wake up one time? I left central London and I don't remember. I woke up in Brighton or something like that. And I said to myself, this has to stop.
How did you get there?
I don't know. I just know I was naked. There was a Spanish woman in the room that was the wait, the lady that comes and cleans everything. She was screaming. I didn't know Spanish. I don't know why she didn't know English. I was in Southend. That's where it was.
Oh, okay.
So it was one train I found out. But yeah, it's lit, man.
Wow.
Zoo, you're married?
I am married.
Raw, how we get this?
Marriage gang.
You know that I'm married.
Marriage gang.
You don't know that I'm married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely knew, you know.
when did you know it was the right thing to do?
Oh, gee. I don't know. Like, it just happened. Me and my girl got married on a, like, you get me, family. Had to, you get me, patterny. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, it was a religious kind of thing. But we came together as well. Like, me and my girl, we've had our ups and downs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's been some bad moments and some sick moments. So we just made a decision, obviously, like, to come together, make it work. It was that kind of thing. And now we've been, like, moving. One thing with my girl is she's not, like, part of my journey. She's not part of the big zoo thing. So it's like, because me and her met when we was in college. So it's like me and her, like our connection is like just me to her. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
How did you chirps her though?
How did I chirps her? Literally, my brethren just like, he knew her. He's like, oh, this is...
Fruitball?
No, he was just saying, well, go on to her, walking through the corridor. I was like, right, who's that? He's like, oh, that's just one chick. I was like, well, let me just say, well, go on to her. Cool, so she, one day I'm walking through college, just walking. She's bopping on her ones. I just went up to her, I'm like, well, go on, like, I'm Zoo, innit? Nice to meet you. She's like, all right, just walked away.
Serious?
Yeah, like what you're saying. Like what you're saying. I didn't try and chirp, sir. I just said, yo, you're right.
But you know what it is?
And I didn't say, oh, can I get this? I just said, cool, left it.
But you know why you done that? Because you appreciated that was Liverpool football. It's the early stages. Van Dijk has got the ball and he's passed it to Fabinho. That pass is crucial.
It took time. But then I did the Moist Man thing. Chatted to her a couple of times, but like in college, chat to her, right, and then I just DM'd her onto her.
So you just played a ball over the top?
I did.
Oh, in the end. And that's the problem.
I did it, no, but you know what? I DM'd her on Twitter, and nice, she agrees me. She's like, why you DM me on Twitter? And like, you could just chat to me. And I was like, cool. Like, whatever.
Good defense.
And then I linked her, and then from linking her.
So you had a look at history, because you met her in the real life, though. You did chat to her and say hello. Yeah. And you may have come across
a
little shy.
We college together, but we just started talking, like, after I left college. She was in the year below me. And when I left college, we started talking. And then I didn't talk to her for a while. Then started talking again. Then we linked up, and the rest is history.
Now you're married, fam. That's mad.
Yeah, congratulations. My longest relationship is, like, 6 months.
That's not that long.
That's
kind of
short.
That's calm, fam. The guy that I have last been speaking to, I actually chirped him. Yeah, I went up to him and I was just
what would you say?
Is that the first guy that you have?
No, chirps. It's not my first boyfriend. No, no, no.
No, chirps.
I've done it before.
Chirps!
I just went up to him and I was just like, I'm not going to lie, you're a buff ting. I took his phone and put my number in it, said, call me.
What?
That's what we did.
Where did you see him?
At a event.
At a function?
Yeah.
That is a rude boy thing.
Shy, see the art of chirping?
That's how I know I'm not buff, you know? That's never happened to me. Ever.
Shy, I feel like you're a confident person.
Yeah, do you know what? I feel like it's been a journey, though, because I used to be quite, like, insecure and I didn't have confidence before.
This is right. When we had you coming in, I wanted to talk to you about this because you have not always been, you know, sexual shy. Right now, you're sexual shy. Because I came on your radio show and it was mad. But you was calm, chilling, like, feet up, talking these mad things. I was there like, whoa.
Sweating
out.
No,
since you still do this now.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I love it because, you know what I'm saying? I think it's sick because I know you're playing, isn't it? You get me? Mm-hmm. People have these thoughts, people have these jobs, but I feel like people are scared to do these kind of things. So what has made you be open? What made you be open about these things?
I just think that I just don't care what other people think now. And I think it's a normal thing. Like, sex is a normal thing. Everyone has sex. Like, if you don't, then okay, you don't. But, like, everyone has sex. Like, get the hell. You got twins, mate, so that's
all right. Expensive. Sex is expensive, guys.
But I don't know. I think it's good, especially as a woman, to be open about sex as well. Because I feel like sometimes it's like, if you talk about this and you're a woman, oh, you're a slag or whatever.
Yeah, everyone just instantly thinks that.
Yeah,
so why is that? That's what I find frustrating. Is that why is that? But I think that that's taught in school.
I think it's just about like our roles, isn't it? I think like guys get away with a lot of stuff, you know. If a guy sleeps with a lot of girls, it's like written like he's cool, you know what I'm saying? And then the girl does it, then she's a fuck now. Do you know what I mean?
We're just fucked. We're fucked.
It's about gender. That comes down to like gender and how we like view women, how we view men, like in terms of society. Like a woman is supposed to be like for certain people just have one husband and just settle down and not enjoy her life, you know, like in Africa, like, do you know what I'm saying? There's like FGM and stuff where like women like have to go through crazy things, like crazy traumatic things to not be able to have the pleasure of sex just so they can actually just have children. So like it gets deep, man. I think it gets deep, but it's it's one of them ones where like people need to break it down, but the only way it can be broken down is that I think like I don't want to go into Love Island, yeah, yeah, but there's an example of it, like the girl Maura, she's like very like sexual and mm-hmm. open, and she talks about herself, but as soon as a guy tried to like make a remark, like he said to her we'll see if you're all mouth. Well, he said, we'll see if you're all mouth to all his lads. Mm. And she's like, what did you say? And he's like, oh, I was like, oh, we'll see if you're all mouth. And she's like, what? Don't chat to me. Do you get me?
Yeah.
And then everyone was like, what? But you're like so openly sexual and you're so da-da-da-da-da. Mm. We thought you would that be cool. She's like, nah, I'm openly sexual about myself.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You can't be openly sexual about me.
Yeah.
And just even seeing that, just watching that process made me think, right, that's blatantly true. Like, why are we trying to take her power away from her?
It's true, like, you can be openly sexual.
I don't know about Winnie, I'll be honest with you. It's all bollocks.
That's cool. I'm trying to be.
We're all fucked. We come in this world, we don't know fucking nothing, all right? Yeah. All we know is after Christ, the world's been here for 2019 years, all right? Yeah. But we don't know shit. We come into a world where you're young, you can watch all these television programs where the guy always cheats. Before you're 10 years old, if you've seen that for 10 years on TV, it might have happened in your household, like the boys around you might have loads of girls, you're conditioned to believe that it's not right, but that's what happens in life. Yeah. So then what happens when you're 20 years old and you're a girl and you get cheated on by your boyfriend? Because you've seen that for 20 fucking years and people have gone through it, it's like, do you know what? We can get on with it. Now, if you're told, if society, if the people before us, our generations of fucked up people, put in a bit of security for us where they didn't make that acceptable on television and didn't do it within the household and your older cousins didn't walk around like that and use that as a way of saying, I'm great because I've got loads of girls. If that didn't happen, what happens is when it happens to a woman later on in her life, because it's never been acceptable on television, in her household, in society, she's just not going to accept it. Yeah. There's loads of things right now we wouldn't accept. I don't accept people trying to sleep with their cousin if it's their cousin. But if we go Tennessee, there's a bag of cousins just sleeping together because they've grown up and that's just the way the world is for them.
Yeah.
And that's what we've got to appreciate in this situation. That's why I say all this Love Island, all that, it's all bollocks. Like, it's all bollocks. I know for one thing, every action you do, you're going to have a reaction. You have to ask yourself, depending on the circumstances you're in, you have to be careful with what you do. Yeah. Yes, you can talk sexually. Everyone can talk sexually. But if you're talking in a household with a bag of people that only see each other, some fucking producers, no one sees you eat at home, so we think you're starving, we're really concerned for your health because we've never seen you eat. If all of these things are happening and every so often you walk around, it's a bit like a prison cell. Everybody's walk around like, oh yeah, oh, I like this, and oh, I'm sexy. And someone goes, oh, let me see if you're all mouth. You can't be upset. No, you can't eradicate the possibility of that ever happening. I'm not saying Anton's right. I'm not saying he's wrong. But the question is, what are you, or whatever his name was, the question is, what are you doing to secure yourself in certain situations? People shouldn't blame other individuals for situations. Just look at yourself.
No, but I think it is very important to know. It's very important to know that just as a woman, if you are sexually open and stuff like that, doesn't mean that you want to go around and have sex with everyone.
No one's saying that.
No, but that's the comment that he made about seeing if she's all mouth.
No, but she's saying it because of the circumstances. That would never happen in life. You're in a house under certain circumstances.
No, but it does happen in life.
For example, I would say something different. This is a game show on TV. Mm-hmm. It's like a lion. If a lion comes in here and attacks you, I'll be wrong. If you walked into a cage and a lion attacks you, you're in his fucking house. Look at the circumstances. It all makes bloody sense. It's when people go, I got attacked by a shark. Where was you? The water. So you didn't. He was in his fucking house. He said, get out. Same way if I went to my house and saw a shark, I'd be pissed off. But what are you doing here? This is like, no, I'm going to attack you. It can't be a shark attack. You're in his house.
No, but hear me. I'm using it as a reference. What I'm using it as is a reference because what, as much as it is all them conditions and all them things, it also gives us an insight to like what happens on the outside world. These are like controlled experiments, but they also have like some social commentary, and that's what I'm trying to say. Like, that kind of thing, it's not exactly like that, but it does happen in real life.
I'll tell you what, I've got kids and you're gonna have kids one day. I'll tell you, if Maura's my daughter on television, I would say to her, babe, like, the battle you're fighting right now, you're not putting yourself in a good position for you
but
to just be safe.
But there is a bag of people
like,
that will
that.
Tell you that that's not right, though.
I'm not concerned with what people want to tell me. I'm concerned about what's the best energy to send as a human being.
Mm.
Like, is it good to send off sexual energy consistently? Because what type of person are you going to attract? You're not going to attract somebody that you probably want to make your husband or something like that. So eventually you attract somebody who's going to do dickhead things like that.
There's a lot of people that have sexual energy that have got husbands. Cardi B.
No, I'm not saying she hasn't, but I don't know what she's gone through to get to that husband. I'm saying there's an opportunity where you can change the energy so you're more prone to attracting something you deserve. For me, I love Love Island, so I proper watch Maura, and I just think she's just a bit insecure. And what she needs is reassurance from people that she's nice. So she does things like that. So the whole motive behind it, to a certain extent, is like a deeper issue that she needs to sort out. Do you know what I mean? Rather than like doing all of that, find a different way of channeling that energy. Like if Snoochie Shy does it, I'm telling you, this girl is so secure and comfortable with herself, I don't think there's any ulterior motive for what she's doing. So under her circumstances, if someone said anything, I can't lie, I'm not on it. But with Maura, like, it's so consistent. It's like, I get it. I understand what you like. Like, if I was in the house, I'd have done the opposite to Anna. I'd have been like, mate, shut up. We all get you like having sex. We all understand it. But do we want to hear it every 5 minutes for the rest of our lives in this fucking villa? Not really, Maura. Not really. Tell us what you like for breakfast. Tell us what you had for lunch. And tell us why no one at home watches us eat on Love Island. I'm upset about this. And that's me. Signing out.
No, but I think it's sick, like, listening to you actually break this down. It's so interesting because, for me, I don't watch Love Island.
Oh, it's amazing.
But what... Exactly. Why do you think it's amazing? Because you obviously don't think it's amazing because, well, I don't know, maybe you do, but because you want to be in it, but it's more so amazing because you want to analyse different personalities, right?
Yeah, I like analysing behaviour. It's sick. I think it's important because life's a battle. So in order for me to be able to speak to women and understand what they want, I need to understand what they're going through. I need to understand so much more.
And Love Island teaches you that.
Yeah, not Love Island. It gives me an insight, though, to like relations. Because that's, do you know what one thing I've done as well? I've backed people on Love Island that I've done what they've done, but it looks stupid. I'm like, no, I've tried to like defend them slightly because I know it looks stupid, but I know why I did it. So I'm like, so it's nice, interesting, fam. And then it teaches you like chirping. That's the perfect place.
Best chat up lines.
Bruv, they're like, they walk up to a girl and be like, can we go talk for a second?
And it's like, should go to the terrace? Let's go to the terrace.
That doesn't happen in real life.
Oh my God.
Yeah, what happened with your wife happens in real life.
Yeah. But obviously there's certain things that happen like that as well. Like people pull you for a chat. Imagine there's a girl in a group of bare girls you're trying to chirp, sir.
But not on TV.
It's not on TV, obviously.
And Jordan's there.
Snooch, what's the worst chat up line you've ever had?
Probably the one that I said earlier about let me suck farts out of your ass. I think for me personally, like, I've got no... I mean, if that's what you like, then that's what you like. But I can't imagine myself farting in someone's mouth. Yeah. And my farts don't smell good, so I just don't see where the attraction is for that. But
What about you, Paul? Worst chat-up line?
That what? I've got given to...
Has a girl ever chat-up to you?
They have tried to speak to
me. And what's the worst one?
The worst one is the... I'm really conscious. I want to talk about everything under the sun important I can get to a point where we can go for a dinner. And I'm just listening to them talk about life and stuff, and I'm just like... Don't really care, you know? This is an off-course. This is a Red Bull event. Fancy a drink? There's not like a chat line, it's just a really chat up scenario. I'm just like, I'll be like, yeah, man. And those are the times I look for someone like Shy, or I'm looking for like Maya. Shy! Like, get me out of this trash.
So people are trying to sell a dream,
basically. I was going to say. And you go.
No, go for.
I was going to say, what's the best one you sent?
Chat up line?
Yeah.
I think I don't have a chat up line.
I don't, like, knowing you as a person, I can't imagine you like doing my chat up lines. I feel like you're just like a... like a face-to-face person as well, and you go off a vibe.
Yeah, I won't know what girl I want to talk to in that way. I'll never know because it all depends on the reaction from the girl. I respect women too much. Like, I'm not just going to go in there and be like, that's the girl I'm taking on. Come on, fam. I don't know what the fuck she's doing. So I walk in a room and whoever I connect with on that level... Man's just over there spinning the chair like, I'm spinning around, nobody knows. And then take it from there. I don't feel like you should make plans. Like, I can't make plans for somebody else's life. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know you, but I'm taking you on. We're going to have sex. We're having a great time. Ooh, like, that's weird. But I think it's nice for me to go. I'm going to come in the room, check the vibe wherever I go. Man, we'll just flow with that. Swear down. It's lit.
Floating.
Yeah.
I love it, man.
I got a good chat up line once, actually, in my DM. Yeah. And it was like, I think I told you this. I think it was like, what did it say?
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Can't be that good. No, this is it. I got it.
He's on the floor. That's a ruffle.
Did it hurt when you fell from the vending machine because you were a snack?
Absolutely not. There's no way. Came through looking like a snack. No.
Snooze, you wouldn't have that.
No way.
It's kind of funny.
I'd rather have the fart in the arse. Really? I'd rather have that.
Really? No. That just makes me feel sick, though.
No, yeah, but it's like, at least there's a react. Like, I'm laughing at it. You know what I mean? At least even if I'm looking at my phone, like, oh, like, at least there's like a thing. If I saw like the snack one, I'd be like, oh.
You haven't really tried, have you?
No, man. Like, yeah, no, I'm not here for that one. Nah.
Harry Pinero's got some great lines. I'm sorry.
Harry Pinero is a crazy
Harry P is lit. He's got some fantastic. Fantastic.
They just come off the top of the head as well.
Him and Philly.
Oh, mate, I really think they're incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Okay, from chat up lines to porn. We're going to talk about porn.
Amazing.
Ooh. Yeah.
Porn's amazing. Porn.
Yeah. As women, do you guys watch porn?
Yeah, I've watched porn before in my life, yeah, you know.
Not in your life.
Especially under certain circumstances.
not in your life. I'm just saying, you watch porn, like...
Yes. Yes, sir. I watch porn. Yes, what is it you want from me? What more do you want? Yes. I watch porn. Porn's cool, man. It's lit. Like, there's different categories you can go through as well. Like, you know, choose what you want to see. Even if you're into toes. Like, people message me about toes all the time. You suck your toes, you put your foot in my mouth, all of that. And if you want to see that, then you've got
toes. I feel like all the categories are in your DMs.
They really are. Can I just say I had a neck fetish Instagram page messaged me the other day, and they've got like close-ups of loads of people's necks and stuff and collarbones. So I was like, yeah, your collarbones are looking amazing, man. Like, let me get into that. So yeah, there's probably neck porn as well.
Do you know what? I'd like to watch that. Neck porn. Yeah. But I like porn. I mean, do you like porn?
I don't really watch porn. I've watched porn before, but
what was the reasons you watched it?
Just like...
To explore the porn.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
But what did you want to explore? Do you have a question? Do we ever question our decisions?
Yeah.
I just sort of go to porn.
I think that was it. It was just more so just like, this is what my friends are doing and this is what everybody's talking about. So this is like... It's just
but subconsciously we planned, you know why?
Yeah.
We couldn't just watch it next to our mum. Yeah, mum, look at this. Blackburn meets big white man with cock. So to a certain extent... We all plan our porn trips.
Yeah, porn trips.
The door needs to be... It's a journey, innit?
Nah, the first time I watched porn, I was like 9, 10. My boy had it on DVD. And just brought it to my yard. He brought it to my yard. He's sleeping over. I mean, my boy's a bit older. He just banged it. He was like, bro, look what I got. I was like, what? Banged it on. I was like, what? This is mad! Turn it off, bruv! Wait, let me see.
Bro, slightly. Do you know how bad it was? I was so against porn because I was scared my mom was going to find out. I watched porn for the first time at like 15.
Swear down.
I was so scared of what my mom was going to say. Like, terrified. And then my brethren came. We went to my house and my brethren was like, oh, this is like a christening DVD. And I was like, oh, is it? Or christening tape or something. I was like, oh, yeah, let's watch it, man. Fam, there was no warm up. It was just a bum, a dick, and it was happening. And I was like, cuz, is this the christening? I know there's going to be some type of liquid, but the baby come that quick. Terrible, fam. All lies. But
I do think there is a negative side to porn as well because, like, it can actually desensitize you when it comes to actual real life sex. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because then you get like,
bro,
It really can, man.
Because, what do you mean by desensitized?
Because, like, you know, when you're watching porn, you're doing things to yourself, whatever. So you know your body better than anyone as well. And also, when we're seeing porn, it's not necessarily like a proper portrayal of real life sex. So then when it comes to actual real life sex, sometimes it can be like,
oh, right, like, I'm not even getting off on this. Like, let me go back to the pool. Like, I know people, and I'm not talking about myself, I'm just saying, just put that out there.
No, I know people.
I know people that literally have had sex before, ain't happy with it, and then they've gone into the toilet and they've done their thing watching porn just to finish themselves off.
I know a Don that's in a relationship right now that watches porn to not cheat on his missus. I said, you should just break up with
this
her.
This is mad. Yeah. What do you think about, like, porn in relationships, though? Like, I personally think that's all right.
It's not a problem, man.
Is it like? Because I don't think it's cheating. Where some people,
it's
think
definitely
that,
not cheating. Yeah. How could that be cheating? It's yourself.
Well, I don't know. I mean, back in the day,
it's your hand.
No. But back in the day,
it's your hand. It's like
your hand's over here now.
Oh, you know, I get a warm hand.
I ain't chatting to my right hand no more.
Yeah. I've been talking to you, man.
No, some people, I don't know. But listen, yeah, like when I was in school, what year was, I don't know, I think I was like 14 or something. I lost my homework down the bin, yeah. So I'm going down the bin and finding something, yeah. I look at this magazine, I was like, what is this, man? I'm seeing naked pom-pom everywhere, yeah. I was like, Dad's been at it. Obviously, ooh. I snitched, man. Told my mum. Split up. Cheating.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, that is fucked. Yeah. I did not... That was not
sorry,
a dick in someone's face, mate. No one saw that coming. Yeah. That was absolutely incredible.
I don't know if it was the pool that split them up or me, but, you know.
Wait,
it's
no,
it is,
but
really.
No,
what?
No, that was... That
there
was,
might have been some
how
more...
Old is, how old is you?
I was, like, 14, I think, at the time.
Shit, man, I'm sorry to hear that, man.
No, it's fine, like...
But it's obviously... That must have unlocked a different convo, innit?
Yeah. No, I never spoke to them about it again. All I know is that my mum drove up... Oh. Yeah, let me not say that, actually. Because it's about my mum, not me.
Yeah. That's mad.
Yeah, like, and that's, you know, mad. My mum's on the internet, like, she's always seeing everything. So, sorry, mum. That's the only story I'll say.
That's mad, though. That's mad because, like, yeah.
Yeah, no. My best friend, she's very much like, oh, if my mum watches porn, I don't want to be with him as well. Like, some people really are, they, I don't know, they have a serious viewpoint.
Do you know what? I respect that, though, man. Yeah. I proper respect that because that's just like, that's just not what I want in my relationship. Yeah. I fucking respect that. And do you know what? If that's what you want to do, find someone else. I kind of respect it. No, me personally, porn up a run, fam, because it's just funny.
I'm just, run. Yeah.
Porn, like, put it this way. I saw some lady speak about porn and she's incredible. I wish I knew her name. She was incredible. She just said that you can't take it serious. It's like watching Lewis Hamilton trying to learn how to drive. Like, it's not an example of what sex is. So it's like in a very exaggerated version of sex. Yeah. So for you to be affected emotionally by it, it's like, no, like, that's... If your boyfriend's watching, like, really intense, romantic, sexual situations, cool. But if it's Star Wars, it's fucking hell. Why'd you break up with your man? Star Wars. Oh, yeah, me, same me. Volume 3, innit? So it's like, doesn't matter, man. Who cares?
But I think you have to be kind of, like, mature to know that. Do you know what I mean? I think, that's like, true. if you're a kid and you're watching porn, I think there's, like, a massive... I think there's a massive issue in with the objectification of women in porn. Like, personally, I feel like that. I think that, like, especially when it comes to men, like, women are seen as objects.
And what, in the...
In porn.
So are men, though. And men and women get paid more. Do you know what it is? I feel like... To be fair, I don't really know.
Especially
I would have to know more.
But... If you watch black.com, then men definitely get objectified in that as well.
Oh, like, yeah, like...
Yeah, you're a big cock and stuff, man. I watched that in the cafe the other day.
Yeah, I can't even lie. There was one porn I was watching. The woman's like, I just want you for your cock. And I just sit there and shut up. And he's like, okay. And she just done her thing and she bounced. No, she might have all kicked him out. So it's like, yeah, because I don't know. I haven't done enough research in porn to know.
Yeah, no, but
I know they get paid more, though. They get paid.
Who, women?
Yeah, they get paid.
Well, to be fair, good, man. Good. I think they deserve to be paid more. I'll be real. I think women deserve to get paid more than the men. So, you know.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't have an opinion on it, but...
I don't have an opinion as well.
I just... Well, it's one of the most searched things on the net. Let's say
that. It is.
Fake orgasms. Next topic.
Fake orgasms. Oh,
shit. I've had to do a couple.
I've faked orgasms before.
You can't fake orgasm as a runner.
Yes, you can.
How?
Because then when you take the condom off, you just throw it straight away in the thingy bottom. So I was getting softer, and then I just blamed it on that. And then I knew the shoulder movement and them thing there, just for them to react, to think like, oh, so it's like, oh. And she's like, yeah, he's come, for sure. And then I didn't though, because she was just lying, so I didn't like it.
Oh my God.
Saying starfish.
Bruv. She was like, I didn't even started properly. So I knew what I was putting in. They didn't deserve that response. So I said, you know what? I'm out.
I'm done here.
You're lying to me. So it made me feel insecure. So I decided to leave.
Wow.
Yeah. I've never faked an orgasm in my life.
Why am I
just don't know why I would fake one. Like, if we're not vibing like that, I'm not going to fake an orgasm.
So, Fen,
and
why did you fake yours?
Yeah.
Just to
get out of the situation.
Yeah. Not so much, not in that way, but just more so to, yeah, just end it because I wasn't enjoying it.
Serious?
Yeah.
So if you're not enjoying it, what are you going to do?
Huh?
So if you're not enjoying it, what are you going to do?
Well, like, I've not had sex, I've not enjoyed it. I don't think, like, in order to, like, enjoy sex, you always necessarily have to have an orgasm. But, like, I've just never actually faked an orgasm.
And that's more also because the people that you've connected with, there's a journey up to having sex. So, like, it's all... With me, yeah, there was no journey, fam.
Yeah, no,
well,
there
was a bus journey, but
do you know what I feel like I am? Like, I've researched into it. I actually feel like I'm like demisexual. Like, demisexual is basically when you are attracted to people more when you get to know them, like their personality.
Yeah. Bro,
like
I swear that I'm on that.
So that's what I feel like. Oh, there we go.
I'm with that.
I
want to be that.
That's what I feel like I am. So for me,
did you get like a membership card? I
do want to get one. Part of the demisexual society. But for me personally, because I get to know them and I know your personality and stuff, then when we do get to having sex, I don't feel like I need to fake an orgasm because I can
tell you, man.
So
the entry point into getting a girl's number was hard, you know.
Yeah.
It was like pirate radio when you're over there and the microphone's over there and you're just, you know, when you get the mic, you've got to spit the realest part. It was long. So like when I had to talk to girls back in the day, I had to put in practice. I had bare nose, you know. Nowadays, I can't lie to you, fam. Like, girls pretty much, to a certain extent, advertise what they find interesting. So therefore, the icebreaker is so much easier for people. Like, the entry point to... Like, if a girl's on her thing just every minute she's at a rave, you can just say to her, yo, Travis Scott after party, what are you saying?
Mm.
They'll ignore it for like a day, 2 days, and then they'll be like, oh, so I just seen this. Oh, whatever! Whatever, you just didn't press accept, you liar. And then now you're at Travis Scott after party, and that was it. In my life, I can't reveal all the things, but I can tell you what, mate, my eyes are far apart.
Yeah.
My forehead's probably a 6 head now. Yeah. And I don't feel that. I feel like I'm facially challenged. So any situation I've got into...
Do you feel that way?
Not really. But any situation I've got myself into, to a certain extent, I think I'm relying more on personality. So if I haven't even expressed my personality to you that much, how did we get here?
Yeah.
And that's what I always think to myself. So I'm just like, I feel like the entry point now is just... It's just easier for people.
But do you think there's too many options?
Girls, everyone.
Do you think that kids now have too many options? Or at least, like, even our generation, do we have too many options to...
Man can go and find out what a 20-year-old girl looks like in Stockholm.
Yeah.
So now if I'm, like, in my area is dead, there's no girls my age that are nice, you mean I can just take a look at what's happening in Stockholm now and I find a couple girls' Instagram, I might have, like, 20K, they've got 5K, I've seen they're into the culture, boom, I hit them up, I'm over in Stockholm now. Mad I got twins. So what I'm saying to you is, big man... We just gotta make it more difficult for these guys, man. That's a trash fan. It should be harder for these guys, fam.
So, what are the risks of revenge porn?
I think if you do revenge porn, you're disgusting, and you should fuck off out of here. Really, I think like what's happened in a private environment when there was like a situation going on, or there was like a situation built on trust. And then after it's finished, you then go and start with that stuff. Like, get out of here, man. Like, that's what I've got to say on that. I think get out of here. I think it's a waste of... Just waste.
It's trash, isn't
just
it?
Just trash as hell. Like, what are you gaining from that? Like,
what do you gain?
Actually, like, because when you release the pictures or videos, no one actually rates you for that. So what are you gaining from doing that? Like, I just can't understand.
That means you're insecure, you know?
Yeah,
if you have
100%.
To do that, your insecurity levels are so bad, you might have to see a therapist.
Yeah. I really do think as well that when, whatever, your relationship, your situation, anything, when it's done, just delete them all, man. Just delete the nudes or whatever.
I did.
Yeah, I think you should.
All normal pictures of me and you just in McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're all
yeah.
gone. Everything.
I delete everything, man.
Everything.
Because
I don't
even if you end, like, revenge porn aside, even if you end that relationship on... Like a good.
I've never heard that before.
No, I'm actually friends with quite a few of my like my exes and stuff. Yeah, because we ended on good terms and stuff. We just grew apart. But if they sent me news before, I don't have their news on my phone. Like, why would I still have it?
No, I still delete all of that stuff.
I delete all the news just because we're on good terms. And then one day I see you in a room and be like, hey, remember that dick pic? Hey, man. I'm not gonna. No, so it has to be removed.
Will you lot think about screen grab culture? Because right now, you know, there's a lot of people like they're getting bagged all the time.
It's lethal,
and,
man.
You know, people trying to get in the wrong DMs. And it's going very south. It's going very south. It's up on the internet. I think a lot of rappers as well, the tick.
Couple rappers.
Coming up in some people's DMs and then they get exposed.
I think you just have to be careful. Like, it's a shame, though, but I think you do have to be careful of who you're DMing. This is the thing, that like, you have to kind of, like, know the person before you start going and having conversations like this. Like, I'm not going to cross that line unless I've actually met up with you in real life, had a face-to-face conversation, and I know you as a person. Mm. I'm not going to cross the line and be sending you things on DMs that you can be screenshotting, because then I'm just putting myself at risk as well. So it's just
you
not happening.
You know what I mean?
It's just not happening. Yeah. It's not. So, I don't know, but, yeah, there's... Screenshots is just a mad thing, man. Remember, it used to be Screen Munch on BBM.
Do you remember?
That was the one.
I kind of wish we had that on the iPhone,
that
man.
That was the one.
That's lit.
That was the one.
I don't know, that's a rap. I spoke about that a time ago. I remember that. Screen Munch was the scariest thing in the whole... That could fuck up so much things.
It could.
Yeah, 100%.
BBM. We used to put out your BBM pin.
You know, like, for example, you know when sometimes you get, like, messages slowly? So imagine someone said something about, like, I don't know... Like, oh, they said, but what's your baby mum going to say? But there's a ticking thing, so it hasn't even come through yet. But they asked you before, what's your mum going to say? And you said, I don't give a shit. And now they've screenshot the part where you've asked about that. And that, you're fucked, because you didn't see that. You're fucked. You know, and what can you say?
Now, the mad thing is now is the screen recording. I mean, when you're recording video.
Ooh, the screen recording
is mad. You can actually be having a conversation. Yeah, and then he said this, as you can see here, like, he wrote this, like, I fucked your mom, like, all of this. And then you're going through the video and it's like, what the fuck? Like, screen video recording is just mad to me.
Well, Snapchat to combat all of this. Bye. Snapchat tried to, like, you know, Snapchat had to try to do, like, it'll tell you if somebody screen.
I rate that.
Yeah.
Or they can't
see. Sometimes
your
we
combo.
Need to snitch.
They can
but
do that,
someone like, can yeah. just take a picture. Of that phone.
That's happened.
Yeah. Did you get me?
That's happened to me.
It happens.
Fam, I can't lie. Some man have done some wild... You know what you need to be careful of when it comes to screen grabs?
What?
If you have, like, a mother to your kids or a girlfriend and the industry knows about it.
Yes.
I've seen a lot of man do some wild things.
Yeah.
I'm talking out here, Jurassic Park, 94... T-Rex has just broken into the house. This is wild, fam. Like, proper wild. I'm just like, rah. So, yeah, I'm glad there's little... They let you know about the Screen Munch, because the snitching thing is mad.
What do you think about that, though, on your... I don't know whether these guys are friends, but what do you think of that on their perspective? I guess...
If you're not my brethren, and I don't know you like that...
Yeah. It's not.
It's just the game. Yeah. I can't be upset. Yeah. But if I know.
Why is Zoo making origami? I'm so sorry. Like, what?
That is lit.
You just made a ship. That is lit.
That
you
is
just
lit,
made a ship.
I'm going to get you to teach me how to do
origami.
That.
Carry on. Carry on.
But if you know me to hold a conversation with me, like, there's certain people that I'm trying to think of someone that I know, but I don't know like that. There's loads of rappers that I know, but I don't know. I wouldn't sit down and land like Zoo or something like that, but I know them enough. And I would never move to a girl that they're seeing.
No,
never.
But more so...
Right, so if they'd
more
done
so
it to me, it'd be like, raw, like, what's just going on here?
If one of your mates had done it, would you say anything? Would you say, like...
What do you mean? One of my friends have done it.
Okay.
And as soon as he contacted me, I told him straight, we don't talk no more. It's over. There's nothing you can say to me. I don't really care. Like, I'm not angry at you. I'm happy because I found out at this point in my life, imagine you was there longer.
Yeah.
You're gone now. Like, it means more to you because of clearly I offer something in your life. But for me, cuz I got Love Island, you know, like, and FIFA. Come on, fan. And I talked to Ryan Sessegnon and told him to move to Arsenal last night. I don't care. Travis Scott. Come on, fam.
So we do something in the show, which is, well, every week we ask you guys to bring in an item of choice. Snoochie, you have an item today. What is that choice?
Well, first of all, we didn't get told to bring in an item. Like, the microphone broke. That was broke as well. That never happened. We got told to bring in a quote.
Can we have your item of the week, please, Shay?
Okay, so my quote of the week is... Well, I've got two, actually. So my mum always told... It's to do with sex and relationships, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So my mum always said, your body is your temple. So I've always, like, been brought up around that and, like, you know... My pum-pum in there or whatever. But also on the other hand, just because my body is my temple doesn't mean that I will not live my spice life.
Spicy Shy.
I like that. You do your thing, fam.
That is
the pum-pum. Okay.
Skin up spice.
Skin
down.
Out the pum-pum. So, you know, when it comes to my man crush Monday, my bae, the pum-pum gets skin up. But, you know, my body is still my temple. So, you know, I still respect myself in that.
aspect, not everybody can enter the temple. But when it comes to the person I like, it is skin out. Well, not really. You don't have a key. Wow. You need the key sometimes to enter the temple. So,
might
try that.
I respect it. I'm sorry. No, I'll be shy with that. I respect it.
Thank you. Body's a temple, but skin out the pum-pum.
Body's a temple, but skin out. That's a good
great quote.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But skin out the pum-pum.
Mm-hmm. Pert, do you have anything?
I mean, I've got stuff, you know. I've got a nice little house and stuff. I've got a couple. I don't know. What's something advice that someone told me? Don't take paracetamol for someone else's headache.
That's a great
That's lovely.
So if someone else has got a problem, it's just nothing to do with me, man. I just don't care. Paul, I don't like you. That's just not my problem. I think I'm amazing, so. Also, my dad always told me condoms are always the cheaper option because the results are either a children who are bloody expensive or something you might not be able to get rid of. So condoms are always the cheaper option. But I got twins, so I didn't listen. But
when did you find out that... Actually, I'm going to ask a different question. When you found out that you were going to have kids, what was your first thought?
Have you seen Bandrill?
No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen Bandrill?
Yeah.
You see the first thing the guy does?
Yeah.
I'm joking.
What is the matter with you?
I was happy. It was
that's a reference. They're going to have to go back and watch Bandrill.
That was the happiest. That's the happiest I've ever been in my whole entire life.
Okay.
Nothing.
Did you know it was twins straight away?
No, I just thought it was.
It was a one.
One thing, and then when we went to the doctors, fam, you won't even know where she is because she's from a Muslim background. So I'm Rasta. Ooh. It was mad. And then when we found out it was twins, everyone just version of the story was like, you know what? They keep the blessings, dog.
Yeah.
Blessings
by me and I, man.
No, they're my nursery, fam. So it's mad.
Jeez.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Mate, expensive.
They're going to be the chapsers, boy.
Bro, they're good looking kids, you know?
Do you see similarities in themselves with you?
Yeah.
Do you?
They're very, very confident.
Yeah.
One of them is not interested in anything that's happening on planet Earth. Doesn't care. Doesn't say good morning. Doesn't say good night. Just doesn't care about nothing. And that's the one I'm grafting to a lot right now because they genuinely... It reminds me of Jaden Smith. Like, I just don't think he's going to care about anything happening on Earth. He's just going to have... This is what I want to do. And that's all I'm doing. I proper respect it, mum. Independent man too.
Speaking of Jaden Smith, what do you think of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith's relationship? Because I think, personally, like, I love their relationship.
I mean, I don't really know too much about it, but from what I see, it looks all right, though.
Like, I think so. Will Smith has this thing that it's like... He did a massive talk on it, and well... did a Instagram post as he does on it, and
as
it was
does.
Yeah, as on a about how I think it was about like how it's like not really a sexual relationship, but he has a lot of respect for the relationship, if that makes sense. So it's not really like
I live this to poet.
Cause I don't know what to say. I don't mean snooch. Like, no. Well, I don't know, mate. I like sex in it, so if we're gonna be together, let's get a bit of it going. If that's not what you want to do. I'm afraid I don't feel this relationship is for me. Your happiness is your responsibility. as long as you don't get a dick pic at 9:59, which is actually 1 minute after Love Island finishes, everything is fine.
So what we could draw from today is the art of trapsing is still alive. Shy obviously said that we're bringing back the word. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Shy. Gonna trademark that, put it on a t-shirt, shot that quickly. Yeah, get me. People need to get out more, is what we're saying. Yeah? People need to get out more, Fen.
Maybe we should like five rules. Five rules of the art of chirps.
What's our five rules? Go on.
Right, I'll dish one out. Definitely be confident.
Be confident.
Wait, believe in your source.
Believe in your source.
Yeah.
Have a level of honesty. A level. Because a level.
Put it all on it.
You don't put it
all
on it.
That's a bit vague. That's a bit vague.
Like, you don't have to walk up and say, I've got a wonderful job. I'm all of this. You can walk up and just be like, yo, how are you, man? Like, I don't mind getting you a drink. Or like, so now she knows that you can afford to buy her a drink. Mm-hmm. She sees that you're quite confident. I think those are things that people might like. No, you might even just like that in a friend. Do you know what I mean? So I think. Yeah, level. I don't have to tell you I've got a lot of money, but I can show you without saying it, and that's a level of honesty.
And let's not bring farts and arseholes into it in the first conversation.
Trim,
yes.
Number 4. So trim and no farts.
No farts and arseholes and in
like
the first conversation.
Stuff.
Yeah, but I think the first message is a little bit forward. Maybe say hello before we go into farts and arses.
So don't be too forward.
Yeah.
Don't be too forward.
I think that's a great one. I think that's the one that people need to remember.
Yeah.
I say try and be entertaining, don't try and be funny. Because humour is very relative. Mm. So what you find funny is different to what I funny. Yeah, find funny. But what you find entertaining, I probably find entertaining as well. Yeah. Which means that if you're entertaining this person, it's easier for you. If you say, I'm going to try and make Snoochie Shy laugh, you might make her laugh for all the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So it's long.
And those are five. I feel like those are five. Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah.
Well, this is Spoke.
And this is Fan.
Myself, Big Zoo. Big up Shy. Big up Poet. Coming to you.
Thanks for having us, man.
Hey guys, if you're loving the podcast and want to support the cause, make sure to rate and review us.
Make sure you tell your friends and follow us on Insta and Twitter
at
This Is Spoke Pod.
Pod.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.